minutes. No, I'm gonna waste my time or a single dime on something high and dry. I love stalking fish and ripping lips. Yeah, I love spending my life out on the water.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Gone Outdoor Radio here on KWSN in Sioux Falls, KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. You got Scotty Brewer, Kyle Ager of Brewer Ager Outdoors. And on this segment, we're going to chat about National Boating Safety Week, which just finished up. And we have Gabe Doring. He's a product development specialist and designer with Absolute Outdoor of America. You might wonder what that is. And well, Onyx Life Jackets are a very popular brand of theirs amongst some others. How are you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
National Boating Safety Week. You know, I've been seeing different press reports, articles and stuff about that this week, but I'm assuming the goal of that is just to get people to use their safety devices, to be a little more careful on the water, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just using this to, as people get into the boating season, to pay attention to their safety and make sure they're getting their life jackets on board.
Speaking of life jackets, which is why we have you on, because you are the product development specialist in life jackets. Why is it so important to make sure that we not only have the right PFDs in the boat, but wear them as well? Why is that so important?
So about 75% of fatal boating incidents involve the victims drowning, and 85% of those victims were not wearing a life jacket. So we know that if life jacket wear was higher, we would have less fatalities boating.
When I think of a life jacket, I think of it like a seatbelt, you know, in your car. You know, it's we're at the stage now where everybody wears a seatbelt as soon as you get in a car. And why? Because it saves lives. You know,
absolutely.
Generally, if you're just driving to work and you drive home, nothing happens, you're fine. But that day that you get in an accident, which, by the way, you're not planning on, so it just kind of happens, that's when bad things really can happen. And it's the same with a life jacket, where you got to make sure that you're wearing that thing all the time for those situations. So there's a few different types of life jackets, as most people know. Let's run through them really quick and then maybe give some guys some ideas as to what might work better for them.
First type of life jacket you're probably most familiar with is the foam-filled life jacket. And there are several different designs for different situations or different activities on the water. You know, for water skiing, for instance, you'll need a life jacket that's rated for high speed sports or for personal watercraft, jet skis. And that is for, you're expecting to go into the water at a certain rate of speed, and the life jacket is for that. They also have, you know, foam-filled life jackets just for general boating, for general safety, whether you're on a pontoon, just cruising around, ones for fishing, or ones specifically designed for paddling, whether it's stand-up paddleboard, canoe, or kayak, where those are designed to give you a lot of range of motion. And even in ours, several of ours, we develop some ventilation features to keep you comfortable in the water. Another type is inflatable life jackets. And our Onyx line, several inflatable life jackets. And these life jackets do not have any, there is an inflatable bladder or inflatable chamber, and then a CO2 cylinder. The CO2 cylinder, depending on the type, can be activated by pulling the cord, and it will instantly inflate, and then you will have buoyancy at that point, and buoyancy that will keep your head above water. We also have automatic inflatable life jackets, and those will inflate when you go into the water.
Lots of choices for lots of different scenarios. And Gabe, I hear this a lot. I'm a great swimmer. I took swim lessons when I was 13. I know how to swim. I don't need to wear a life jacket. Well, I mean, obviously, I think we know that's not the case, right? It's the law for one thing, but there's just a lot of compelling reasons why someone would want to make sure they're always wearing their personal flotation device.
Most incidents occur in pretty benign situations, like, you know, calm water, light wind, sunny days. Oftentimes, those can turn into a bad situation quickly for multiple reasons. And also, there's other environmental scenarios in which case, like cold water shock can happen you know, this is going to be very nice this this weekend. We're going to have, you know, hopefully sunny days, but the water may be still very cold and the in the lake that you're on. When you fall into unexpectedly into cold water, your body instantly reacts by taking a breath in. But obviously, if you're underwater, you're taking in cold water into your lungs. That's where a life jacket is imperative to help you survive that situation.
Hey, Gabe, you know, when I talk to people about not wearing their life jackets, you know, the number one reason has got to be I don't like them because they're not comfortable. And I got to believe that there's a fix for that for pretty much everybody, depending on what their application is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where inflatable life jackets come into play for a lot of people that are, you know, fishing or boating, because they are very comfortable to wear even in hot weather. And then for, like I mentioned, the paddle life jackets, we work with different materials and different designs so that they're really not inhibiting or cumbersome when you're doing your on-water activity. So that's kind of one of my biggest jobs, right, is to make a life jacket as comfortable as it can be so people actually want to wear the life jacket.
You know, we do a lot of activities outside of the radio show involving youth and student angling. And when you talk about children, we talk about young adults, we have different sets of rules and whatnot for life jackets. Gabe, just give us a little quick rundown on what we need to be aware of.
Certainly the law says that in different state by state, and depending on what the age is, but I mean, you know, it's between 10 or 12, kids that age and below need to wear a life jacket in the boat while the boat is underway. But honestly, I believe a kid should have a life jacket on before they get on the dock, before they get onto the boat. And that's just, you know, common sense, making sure that the kids are safe. And if they do fall in the water, that they have protection.
So, Gabe, I'm assuming that most anglers, most boaters, unless they're getting in the water, the inflatable ones are probably going to be one of the most comfortable ones that they can get. You know, I know I've used them for a number of years, and there's many times I'll get out of the boat and I'll go back up to the cabin, and I'll still be wearing my life jacket because I forgot I had it on. Because there's just, once mm-hmm. you put it on, you literally forget about them. What about other people that the inflatable ones isn't the best option? You know, whether it's a canoe, a kayak, raft, personal watercraft, you know, those types of things. Can they, like, go to the website and do some research on which one would be best for them? Because you have all these different options.
Yeah, absolutely. So for water sports, personal watercraft, anything, any towed sport, water skiing, wake surfing, those you cannot use an inflatable for because obviously there's when you go in, you would inflate the life jacket, and then you would have to, you have a life jacket next day and get back on the tube or whatever you're doing. So those, you go to fullthrottlewatersports.com. And we have a very wide selection of life jackets that use different materials or have stretch to them, different designs, different foam designs, different aesthetic designs. That's really going to appeal to people in those doing those activities. You know, as far as canoeing on or kayaking on calm water, you can use inflatable life jackets for that. And in the Onyx line, if you have an automatic Onyx life jacket, those are convertible to manual only. So what that means is that you can disable the automatic feature and just have the manual feature, so you have to pull a handle. Or you can just have a manual pull inflatable for those activities where you're a little bit close to the water and there's a better chance that you're going to get a little wet.
So it's National Boating Safety Week, or we just finished that. And I think the point is if you're not comfortable wearing the life jacket that you have, go out and look for a different one. There's a lot of really good options out there. Get something that you're comfortable with so you can be safe on the water. Thanks for coming on Gone Outdoors, Gabe.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. We'll back with the second half of today's Gone Outdoors after the short break.